For the first time since the coronavirus pandemic began, you may soon be able to go shopping again in Massachusetts retail stores. Bookstores, clothing shops, and other retailers will be allowed to open their doors to customers in Phase 2 of the state's reopening plan, which could start as early as Monday. The shift to in-store sales will come with some restrictions, though, and here to tell us more about that is WBUR's Ananjor and Wameka. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So as we said, the retail stores could open as early as Monday, but do we know if that's a firm start date, Ananjor?
Not yet. So Monday, June 8th, has been the target date for the start of Phase 2 of the state's reopening plan, but it all depends on some key health data the state is monitoring, such as infection rates, hospitalizations, and testing capacity. Governor Baker plans to announce on Saturday when Phase 2 will officially start. Yesterday, he said that so far the health data is trending in a positive direction.
We've also made significant progress in fighting COVID, and more people are opening businesses. But as more things reopen and as we get into the summer, we must all remember how quickly we move forward will ultimately depend on how well we all do our jobs. Cover your face, wash your hands and surfaces, distance yourself from others, and be vigilant with respect to symptoms. And please stay home when you can, and especially if you don't feel well.
So, Ananjor, considering the governor is talking about continuing social distancing rules there, what are the new rules for retail stores when they reopen?
Well, shopping will certainly be different during the pandemic. For example, store fitting rooms will be closed. So if you're going shopping and you find something you like, you'll have to try it on at home. Retailers also won't be allowed to offer samples of food or personal goods like perfume or makeup. Overall, people can expect to see similar changes in retail stores as the ones we've already seen in many grocery stores and pharmacies. Retailers are required to install physical barriers at checkout stations, put down floor markers to ensure customers stay 6 feet apart, and make aisles one way where possible to direct foot traffic. And don't forget, everyone is required to wear a face mask or covering in the store, and also reusable bags are still prohibited.
All right. And what about safety protocols in retail stores?
Well, businesses are required to have hand sanitizer available for customers and workers, and they have to frequently clean high-touch surfaces such as doorknobs and cash registers, as well as highly trafficked areas like bathrooms. Retailers also have to clean and disinfect their entire store at least once daily. There are also some safety guidelines in place for workers. Employees must be given adequate cleaning supplies, and shops must take steps to make sure they can properly distance from one another. Retailers are also required to train workers on safety measures, including proper hand washing and self-screening for symptoms. And workers must stay home if they are sick. If there is a positive coronavirus case, retailers must notify the local Board of Health and shut down their business for a deep cleaning.
All right. And will people be counted? Is there going to be a limit as to how many people are allowed inside retail stores?
Yeah, there will be a limit. Stores have to limit their capacity to 40%, including staff, to make sure people have enough space to properly distance from one another. Grocery stores already have capacity limits, so you can expect to see similar lines with markings 6 feet apart outside of retail stores. Shopping malls are also required to limit common areas to 40% capacity. And mall amenities like children's play areas, arcades, and seating and food courts will remain closed. And if you do head to the mall, keep in mind that food vendors and restaurants are only allowed to offer takeout or delivery.
Are all retail stores able to open to the general public when the state gives the green light?
Yes. So all retail stores are allowed to open under the state's reopening plan. But it's possible that some stores will delay reopening or may not open at all. John Hurst of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts says he expects reopening of retail shops will be a slow process.
Some may just choose to continue to do curbside. Others may decide to do by appointment only. Others may not open at all for the time being to wait and see what is the reaction of customers. Are they indeed coming back to stores, or are they waiting this out a longer period for several more weeks or even months? And unfortunately, there are also going to be those stores that and restaurants that unfortunately never will reopen.
And Hearst says about 30% of the 4,000 businesses his or don't think they can survive the pandemic.
Last question, Sininchor. When stores do reopen, will they have limited hours?
So some stores may choose to limit their hours, as many essential businesses already have during the pandemic. The state is also encouraging retail stores to offer exclusive shopping hours for high-risk populations. Grocery stores and pharmacies are already required to offer at least 1 hour of dedicated shopping time to people over 60. And I should point out, too, that the state is also encouraging shoppers to opt for delivery, curbside pickup, or appointment-only shopping if those options are available.
All right, WBUR reporters in Inshore and Wameka, thank you very much.
Sure thing, Bob.